أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن، قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما، قال ومن ذريتي، قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. As we were reading with regard to this ayat previously, that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had chosen Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his children Ishaq alayhi salam from where the Anbiya of the Bani Israel had come, and from Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam from where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam was chosen and made a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So all this was in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, but Allah's system is such that Allah does not suffice only on that which is in His knowledge. But Allah Ta'ala makes it manifest, displays it so that everyone can see. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala had put him through various tests before Allah accepted him, and Allah showed it to the malaika of the heavens, the malaika on the earth, and the people of the world, and till the day of Qiyamah, Allah has shown it and captured it in the Quran Sharif, so that the people of the world can see why Allah Ta'ala has chosen Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course, it is also clear that it is Allah alone who puts those qualities in that person. Ibrahim alayhi salam, with his great, great qualities which Allah had blessed him, Allah put those qualities, and when Allah Ta'ala would then test a person, Allah makes it easy for him also. For the onlooker, it appears that it is so difficult. How did they manage? How can they manage? But Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for them. For example, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, right in his childhood, Allah had made it clear that idol worship is totally wrong. Though he was born in the house of not only an idol worshipper, but his father used to make idols and sell them also. So there also we learn this great lesson that we must not blame our environment for the wrong that we do. That he was in such a evil, wrong environment, but he came out not to be only righteous, but the Imam of the world till the day of Qiyamah, Allah made him his progeny. And then later, when all the other tests that he had to face also, he was turned out of the house. He made tabligh of deen in all different countries, that time the whole existing world. He left his wife and child in a desert, foreign desert, forlorn place where there was nothing for them to survive on. But he gave preference to the love of Allah Ta'ala. When he was asked to slaughter his son in the love of Allah, he was prepared to do that also. And he actually enacted the actual act of slaughtering. But Allah again showed here that Allah asks us for imtihan, for a test. But Allah does not let it happen. Allah Ta'ala then sent a ram from Jannah to be slaughtered in his place. And all other tests also, which will be discussed inshallah. But short it is, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. اور جب آزمایا ابراہیم کو اس کے رب نے کئی باتوں سے. And remember that time and recall that when Allah Ta'ala had tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in various ways. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. پھر اس نے وہ پوری کی. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam passed with distinctions in all those tests. Now when he was even to be catapulted in the fire, he was happily going in. Though the malaika came and offered their help also. But he says, "My Allah knows my condition and I am happy." And then Allah showed that Allah changed that fire into a garden for him. So all these tests Allah had put to show the world that he is fit for the imamate of the world, his progeny until the day of Qiyamah. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah Ta'ala, قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah Ta'ala said, تب فرمایا میں تجھ کو کروں گا سب لوگوں کا پیشوا. Allah Ta'ala said, O Ibrahim, when you have these great qualities, and so to do the work of deen, which is the most honorable and greatest work, in any form, the work of deen is the greatest. And to be chosen for that, the person has to be prepared to go through the various tests and trials. And Allah will make that happen also, and Allah will give the strength and power and the ability to pass those tests also. Then Allah accepts those people for the imamat, for the greatest thing, more than whatever the politicians can be doing, all the business people can be doing, all the farmers and agricultural people can be doing, whatever there is in the world. The greatest service of mankind is the service of deen. And Allah will then accept a person for that. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, seeing the great generosity of Allah and that Allah has chosen him, so he said immediately, "Qala wa min zurriyati," bola, "aur meri aulad mein se bhi, O Allah, choose this people. You have made me the imam." But of course, practically it is that a person won't be living all the time. That Ibrahim alayhi salam was going to live till the day of Qiyamah, and that he was going to be the imam and leader with regard to the religious affairs of the people, which is the most important. The practical aspect of that is that the progeny, the children, their children, progeny till the day of Qiyamah, that Allah Ta'ala puts this imamate in them also. So Allah Ta'ala said, "Yes, I do accept that, but with this provision, قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ أَحْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ," فرمایا نہیں پہنچے گا میرا قرار ظالموں کو. But this agreement of mine won't be for the wrongdoers. That is, I will put it in your progeny. I will choose Ishaq alayhi salam and all the Anbiya which will come from there, from Yaqub alayhi salam. I will choose Ismail alayhi salam, and I will choose Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then I will choose people in his ummah till the day of Qiyamah. And it is Allah who chooses. And this Allah says it won't be for the zalimeen, for the people who are the wrongdoers, people who are upright, and particularly who have justice in them, fairness and taqwa. Allah will choose those people. And then Allah Himself will give them the knowledge of deen, the understanding of deen, and all the various aspects. And then we see in the ummah what great, great ulama Allah has created, made, and how they have served deen all along. And this will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, one important point the ulama make, that it is that a person must be just and he must have piety. It does not mean that he must be ma'asoom. Like the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam are ma'asoom, that is, they cannot commit sin. They can't commit sin, they are protected completely. Not only mahfuz they are, but they are ma'asoom. Whereas the other people, it is possible that they do wrong also, but they will realize it, make tawbah. And so this, to be the leaders as far as religious matters are concerned, which is the greatest, does not mean that a person will be like an angel, like a farishta, that he does not commit sin. It is possible that he commits sin, but he will make tawbah, but he will have justice and fairness in him, and he will have the quality of piety which will be overall in him. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala had chosen Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the tests that he went through, which we will be discussing, and which comes in the ayats in front, and in the whole Quran, and particularly at this time of the year, that is, the Qurbani time is coming, and the Hajj time is coming, and people going for Hajj, and looking at the Kaaba, all this is a reminder of the great sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Qurbani, which is not only in the Haram of Makkah, in Mina, etc., but in the whole world. This is also a reminder for the world till the day of Qiyamah of the great sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and on account of which Allah made him the Imam of the world. And his imamate is carrying on, so much so that even the Jews and Christians, they also regard Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as the great patriarch, and they have great respect and honor for him. The same way even the Hindus, especially the most superior caste in them, the Brahmin, they also claim they are from Ibrahim. They also claim that the idol worshippers also said that they are on the millet of Ibrahim. So Allah gave him such honor and respect and love that all the people of the world claim him as their great, great leader. And the practical demonstration of that is that Allah has chosen his progeny first in Yaqub alayhi salam, then in Ismail alayhi salam, with Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is carrying on till today, and it will carry on till Qiyamah, when Allah will choose people from whichever nationality of the world, but the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And today, without any doubt, the imamate of the world, as far as deeni matters are concerned, are confined to the Muslims. What the Jews and Christians have got, or Hindus or anyone else, is totally false, without any foundation, and it is totally wrong. The true representatives of Ibrahim alayhi salam are only the Muslims. So Allah has accepted this dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam and given him this great honor. May Allah let us appreciate this ni'mat and let us live up to it and realize that we are in this world not for our business, not for our families, not for the dunya, but for deen. All that will also be done and in the pattern of deen, and that also becomes deen. But that we are basically in this world, this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the deen of Allah ta'ala. And whom in them again Allah particularly chooses, whether it is the ulama, or the people in the work of tabligh and da'wat, the people in the khanqahs, etc., they must even devote themselves more totally and realize that we are not here for this dunya, but we are here for the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In that, Allah will make their dunya also comfortable for them, and their object will be a deen, and their akhirat will also be made. May Allah give us all tawfiq.